Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone, welcome to another video from Fantasy Football Scouts, and hello to everyone listening on the audio versions as well. My name is Az, and I'm joined for his weekly team selection by Mr. Gianni Buttici, who has got a red arrow, but you're kind of alarmingly close to me in the rankings now at 39k.
Don't sound so surprised, Az.
Oh, come on.
I am close, and I feel like I go into every week sort of fairly close. However, one big captaincy call or one rogue pick like a Bruno can then separate things again. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think we're going to have a very close season, us two.
Yeah, all skill the Bruno pick from me. Just, you know, had identified key things in the members area, knew he was going to get, you know, a goal from a Lemmy Martinez spill, and, you know, 14 points from that. So, yeah, you know, just...
So it was all the members area research. I just thought you had copied Late Riser like everyone else, but maybe not.
There was absolutely no skill involved. There was no one I wanted, and he was the easiest way to get back to Salah in a few weeks. That's the only reason I went for him. I had no expectations at all. But yeah, there he is. Big point. It's been a good season for me for that kind of thing. Right, before we get into your team, I want to talk about something, and it's something a bit different. It is a free-to-play mobile game that are partnering with Fantasy Football Scout this season. It's not currently out yet. It's in the beta. There's 10,000 sort of beta slots, and you can apply and get involved in this. Essentially, club is about building your own football club, and it's fantasy football related. So you pick real players, and they score points in the same way that you do from your normal fantasy football team. You can choose some players from Europe's top five leagues, so it's not just the Premier League. And also, you get lots of different ways of scoring points as well. So someone like Kante, for example, who isn't good in FPL, is someone that you can have in your side. So you can actually build like a proper team of players rather than, you know, going for all the attacking midfielders and all that. So you start with a budget, and you basically increase that budget, and you can get better players, get better stadiums, badges, all that kind of thing by winning matches. And those matches happen over a four-week period, so it's shorter weeks, and you build it up. And you can sort of increase and grow your team through that. Dynamic transfer market. So player prices going up and down. They're putting loads and loads of thought and effort into this game. So I just really want people to check out the site. There's links in the description if you're interested in that kind of football manager fantasy element kind of thing. There's also, for you, Gianni, a ways to reward content creators as well. So if you are loving it and you tweet about it and you know, get involved in making, you know, articles and YouTube videos and all that kind of stuff, they reward you with, you know, more ways, more things for your club, and you grow it all that way. I think it's just a really cool, nice new thing that they're bringing in, which people are going to be really interested in, and it's completely free. So
excellent. I'm going to be definitely someone that gives this a go. The Europe's top five leagues got me, mate. Mm. I like the other European leagues as much as the Prem, and I don't get to really take note as much because I don't play any games around the other leagues. I just watch some of them sometimes. Now I can.
Exactly. Yep. Haaland, Mbappe and Ronaldo up front, if that excites you. And that's the kind of game. I don't know how you have to play. Mine's going to be a budget for that.
But mine's going to be Serie A 11, mate. You know me. I'm going to get Serie A 11 just so I can post it on Twitter to annoy everyone.
Of course it is. Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, I think it's really cool because I'm a massive Football Manager fan and also a big fantasy fan. And this seems a way of combining the both. So, yeah, check it out. Right. Cool. Links in the description for that too. Right, let's talk about the game week so far. So you're on 49 points minus four. You're not having a particularly good week, I'm not going to lie. De Gea in goal with a game tonight. Cancelo, Trent, Alonso. Oh dear, talk about him. Jota, Foden, Bowen and Mount. Oh dear, talk about him as well. Antonio, Ronaldo captain. Oh, triple dear, like so many of us. And Dennis. You bench Reguilon. So you kind of thought that North London derby was going to get postponed, which it did. Rumours that he's not in the team tonight as well.
Oh, I've not seen those rumours. That's good.
Not sure if that's confirmed, but I saw it might have been a predicted lineup rather than any actual news, but you know, everyone's a bit worried about who's going to start or not anyway, because he hasn't been playing much. So how are you feeling? 49 points? A bit mad.
Yeah, it's the first time in a while where my transfers haven't paid off at all. Like, I've been taking hits, but the hits seem to have been worth it.
Who did you bring in?
So I took a 4-point hit, and I sold Mason Mount for Son. We all had to sell Son. Sorry, I bought in Mount for Son.
Yeah.
And then I sold, I can't remember who I sold for Dennis. I sold a forward for Dennis that was, Lacardia. So it was with a view to the double game week. Like, I said to Mark on the deadline stream that you may have watched, which was chaotic, I think you did, with Ed and Mark, I might just go Mount and then I can play Regulon. And then Mark was like, well, you know, if you buy Dennis, yeah, one of the games might be called off, because we knew about Burnley by then. But he was like the Norwich fixture. So I took a 4-point hit for Dennis because of Mark. Like, you know,
I'm very proud to admit that. That stream, the deadline stream, it was you, Mark and Ed just before the deadline. And it was one of the funniest streams I have ever watched in my life, because Ed was having a complete breakdown. You were the voice of reason, which I've never seen you be before, which was very strange. Mark was all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, it was so much fun. I'd enjoyed it. And Ed spent about 15 minutes with his head in his hands pretty much over his free hit team. It's great.
This is what happens when you spend time with Ed, though. He brings chaos to the table and it affects considered managers like Mark, or it affects fairly stable managers like me. And it makes you do really bad decisions. And that was just a little insight into Ed's crazy, crazy head. And I can promise you, the more time you spend with him, the more silly decisions you make. Things like £50 VIP tickets, because you've got someone in your ear all the time. Yeah, so if you want more of Ed, he'll be on Scoutcast Match Day with me this evening. And as always, it will be organised absolute chaos. So come and join.
It's great. Yeah, I think, and you know, I think if anyone's listening to these and they ever see a stream with, you know, Mark, Jenny and Ed, the FF Fest crew, you got to check it out, because they're absolutely brilliant. Ed, you're right. Ed adds in that beautiful element of chaos, which was so funny, because, you know, everyone's panicking about the deadline for the double game weeks, and having Ed there to, you know, he spoke for so many of us with his head in his hands trying to sort his free hit team. So yeah, it was very amusing.
Yeah, fortunately, he doesn't mind being a terrible FPL manager. He knows he kind of has got the casual vibes. And I think everyone kind of sometimes needs to see that window, because we're all so serious about FPL. He really isn't. So it's quite light and fluffy.
Refreshing, refreshing. Yeah. I wouldn't go to him for advice if you're tuning into the deadline stream for some last minute, some last bits of sage wisdom, then Ed probably isn't the one to go for. But for entertainment, he's right up there.
For Ed. I know, I don't want to make this the Ed show, but don't go to advice for Ed with for anything. Like, you know.
Not limited to FPL. Oh, brilliant. Right, let's talk about Chelsea. So Chelsea played Brighton last night. I thought Brighton were absolutely brilliant throughout, similar to how they are in most games I see Brighton play. Lacked cutting edge as usual, but managed to get the goal from a corner, which I can't remember any corners we've scored this season. I think it's got to be one of the only ones we had. But you've got to be disappointed as a Chelsea fan, because you've been rubbish for ages now.
We have. We were top of the league at early December, and now we're how many points behind? What I would say is, from I think the first week of December, Chelsea have played 16 games, Brighton have played 9. And that showed. That really showed. And yes, Chelsea have the bigger squad, but geez, did we look leggy. Like, having two-legged semi-final of the EFL Cup and having no matches postponed from COVID, really, it's really taken its toll. And Chelsea looked terrible. And I'm looking at them going, you wouldn't want any of their FPL assets. I can't remember the last time we kept a clean sheet in the Premier League. And then their attacking players. I went for a short-term punt on Mount. Because of that Brighton fixture, I fancied him. Like, I thought I might get. He didn't look like scoring any points. So they are definitely a team to steer clear of. And I hope now, having a little break. Yes, they've got the Club World Cup, but they have got a bit of a break as well. They'll come back from that to a sea of green fixtures, by the way. And by then, we might start having the likes of Reece James back, and then they become an option. But without the wing backs, Chilwell and James, it's a very different football team.
I mean, who was the high-scoring player for Chelsea in this double game week? Must have been Ziyech, right?
Probably, yeah. He's the only one that scored.
Only one that scored. One goal in a double game week. Yeah. No clean sheets. Yes.
Yeah, one goal, as, and we didn't look like scoring anymore. It was one goal and one goal max. Like, yeah, against City, there was one one-on-one for Lukaku against Edison and one big chance. And last night against Brighton, there was, I can't remember any big chances. So, yeah, it's poor.
They're an obvious sell, aren't they? Like the Chelsea players. Because, I mean, you've talked about them, you know, and you've got two in your side, but they've got Spurs next, then two blanks, and then Palace away, which isn't an easy, particularly easy game. Mm-hmm. And then another blank. So, you know, that takes you right up to the 5th of March. From the 5th of March, though, the fixtures are amazing. Burnley, Newcastle, Norwich, Brentford, Southampton, Leeds.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the time when we're all probably looking to get Chelsea players back in. But for now, it's got to be a sell, isn't it?
Yeah, agreed. I think so. And my Mason Mount move was actually, obviously, like people were saying, why are you buying a Chelsea player? Don't just do it because of the double. Look at all their blanks. But Mason Mount, genuinely, and it sounds ridiculous because of his price point, Mason Mount was bought in to be my Salah placeholder. And that wasn't something I spoke about in the stream last week because I don't think by the time we did it, we knew about Son or whatever. But I look at my midfield. I'm not selling Jota, Foden, Bowen or Saka anytime soon. Mm. So how do you get Salah back into this team? Well, that fifth midfield spot. So I knew if I went Mason Mount, by the time I need to sell him after the Spurs game, that's when we're all looking to bring Salah back in anyway. So yeah, sure, I've got to move some funds around, but that fifth midfield spot, Mason Mount, does become Salah. So I was happy to go for a short-term pick there, knowing Salah was always going
to I think the Mount Ronaldo to Salah Watkins, I think, is going to be a very popular move, because Watkins is obviously around the same price as Mount, and Salah's around the same price as Ronaldo. So if you've got a little bit in the bank, I think that move makes a lot of sense. Just looking at your other players this week, I mean, it's just been a disappointing week in general, isn't it? I mean, the only teams that had doubles, really, you know, you're looking at Brentford, we're not expecting much from them tonight. Chelsea haven't delivered. I mean, Brighton didn't deliver. I think Cucurella got like 5 points or something, but people who went for Trossard or Mopay or, you know, these guys just would have been burnt by it. It was just a difficult week, unless you bought in Fernandes. He was the only one. Really, he was the difference maker. There's always one, isn't there? Even in a poor double game, there's always one player who stands out. It is amazing with him, though, isn't it? It's amazing that someone can be so poor all season and then kind of just when you need him, he comes in. Were you tempted?
Yeah, he came in. Don't get me wrong. He came in, and fair play, owners. It was a punt, but it was a good call. But he didn't have there was nothing groundbreaking about that performance. Yeah, United first half were good, but second half were terrible. And the first goal comes from a huge blunder. And the second goal comes when it was all Villa and United on the break. And Bruno is so good at that. Bruno has got legs to get forward. He's not the quickest, but geez, that guy can run all day. And he does always seem to pop up in the box, especially when the other team is pushing. I remember last season, the amount of goals Bruno got late in a game when United were 1-0 up or 2-0 up. They're going to the last 10 minutes. I remember a game against Newcastle, I think it was. It was all Newcastle. And I was thinking, I don't own Bruno. And I just know United are so deadly on the counter, especially Ollie's United. They really were. And Bruno was always the one getting on the end of the ball on the counters. And again, we saw that off the bar goal. But yeah, XG 0.35, two goals. It worked out very well for his owners, and fair play for going there. And those on a free hit, I hope many on a free hit went there. So if you're on a free hit, you probably didn't pick Cancelo and you missed out on those 11 points. You may have missed out on Trent's 10. You may have missed out on Bowen's 7. Like, the single game week players, other than Bruno, have got the biggest scores so far.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it. Neither of us were tempted to free hit, I don't think, just given the options that we had. I can, you know, fair play to people who went for it and tried to hit it, but you were relying on, like I said, players like Trossard and, you know, even like Lukaku or a Mount. I mean, Mount would have been in pretty much every free hit team imaginable, but obviously it just didn't come through. It was just a tough week, unless you weren't owned, like, you know, the kind of key players everyone's got in Cancelo and Trent, and then the one player who's done well in Fernandes. It's going to be an interesting game tonight. I think we're all expecting kind of a fairly sizable United win, given how poor Brentford have been. But it's a good comment in the chat from Frode, who says that your pool table is reminiscent of United's tactics. The 1-1-1-1-1-1-1 formation.
Brilliant. I missed that. Very good. Yeah. I'm glad to see a United first half last time out played the 4-3-3. And Bruno in that midfield three should mean fewer points, by the way, and it didn't. But I think the 4-3-3, they did look slightly better. And I think we will see that tonight again. I think 4-3-3 might be here to stay. The 4-2-2-2-2-2-2-2 hasn't worked.
It has not, no. Right, so that's looking back. Let's look forward then. So your team that you sent me, the reason this stream is called what it is because you basically messaged me and said you have no idea what you're doing this week. So we've got De Gea in goal. We've got Cancelo, Trent and Alonso. Jota, Foden, Mount, Bowen, Saka, Ronaldo, currently captained, and Dennis. And then you've benched Antonio, Diop and Reguilon. So what's your kind of early thoughts with this team?
Yeah, firstly, I guess this is just the way FPL is going at the moment. I genuinely don't think about my team until a day or two before. And until tonight's fixtures are over and we've had another night of eye testing or potential injuries or whatever, I haven't given it too much thought. But at the moment, I'm looking at it going, unless we get a double game week announcement, and there is hope and there is talk that Aston Villa and Leeds could get a double. But for every day that passes, I am like, are we going to see it? If we don't get any doubles, I'm very tempted just to roll the transfer. And hopefully, for every week that passes, we don't get doubles. There's another week of planning where we can go, oh, we've got doubles to come. And if you go into that with two free transfers, it's great. So at the moment, if we get the double, my captaincy and transfers will be targeting perhaps Aston Villa or Leeds. But if we don't, then I'm looking to roll. At the moment, I've got a fairly strong bench, like Antonio against Man United. That's probably a fixture you want to play, Antonio. Like, we could have Harry Maguire back in the defence. Yes, please. and you know, United play midweek, West Ham not. West Ham a little bit of a rest. Antonio certainly needs that. So again, like, even with this 11, I'd be tempted to perhaps play Antonio over a Mount and bench Mason Mount the way Chelsea are looking at the moment. So again, that's a bit of a 50-50 call. But yeah, no transfer plans unless we get a double. And if we do, Alonso, obviously, I'm looking to sell soon. Alonso to Dean looks like a very easy transfer.
I think we could well have quite an interesting situation on our hands, which is if the deadline passes and then Villa have another game dropped in. Yeah. I genuinely don't know what's going to happen, what FPL we're going to do about that. Because from what I understand, they can't add in a game when the game week's already in progress. But equally, they can't move the deadline forward.
Yeah. So we had a chat about this when we were recently at the Premier League, didn't we? About sort of adding games. And it was like, that's never been done. They've never moved deadlines once it's been set. No. So if we look at the 12 years or 13 years of the game, it's never happened. So it will be an interesting one.
It will be. It's because we've got this big break now, this like kind of 2-week break. I don't know what's going to happen. What are you feeling with Villa? Because Villa seem obvious targets to me. I mean, the double game week or not, there's going to be one at some point. They've got really good fixtures. They're playing well. Defensively, they're looking a lot better under Gerrard. Yeah. And, you know, Watkins is looking a good option. They've got Coutinho now. They've got even players like Ramsey. Even Buendia is now maybe a target for us. Is there any like Villa players that you're maybe considering?
Yeah, there's three, and it's one in each position. And actually, even without the double, looking at their fixtures, it probably makes sense to sell Alonso for Dean now. Like, I look at it, Everton, Leeds, Newcastle, Watford, Brighton, Southampton. What a run of games that is. Like, even if we weren't getting doubles, that's still great. So Dean at the back, Coutinho in the middle, Watkins up front. I do think we could go into Villa's first choice 11. Buendia is playing really well at the minute, and that makes me think it's going to be Watkins down the middle. Ings probably has to drop out. I don't think he's going to disturb that midfield three of McGinn, Ramsey and Douglas Luiz that have played so well together. Like, Ramsey is the best 4.5 in the game by a country mile. And then you go narrow front three, a bit like Chelsea's would, two inside forwards in Coutinho and Buendia. And then Watkins, who's been probably their player of the season, that's what Gerrard said recently, as the number nine. That does mean there is a massive incentive for the fullbacks to push forward, because both Coutinho and Buendia will drift in. It's not playing with your El Ghazis or your who are the other wide forwards, a bit, Leon Bailey's. So again, Luca Dean and Matt Cash come into the equation. And I just think Aston Villa will keep clean sheets. Very good goalkeeper. Gerrard was very good at the back at Rangers. And he did ask his fullbacks at Rangers to get forward a lot. So I can't split them in terms of Dean, Coutinho and Watkins, who I'd prioritise. We usually go towards the glamorous number nine that's going to score goals. But actually, I think the clean sheet points and the assist points Luca Dean gets could be really valuable.
Yep. It's interesting because I've been doing quite a lot of research on Villa for Black Box tonight, looking at them kind of before Gerrard and post. If you're listening to this, you get a bit of a spoiler for tonight. But essentially, kind of some of the things I noticed which were quite interesting were just how much Gerrard has improved them defensively. I know they haven't really been keeping the clean sheets, but attacking-wise, there isn't a huge amount of change, but defensively, they're a lot tighter. But there's two players that have really failed to deliver for Gerrard, looking at the stats. One of them is Ings, whose stats have really fallen in terms of expecting goal involvement, you know, and expected goal involvement per minute as well. So I can't, and Watkins is at the top of both, by the way. So Watkins is the biggest threat for Villa, both under Smith and under Gerrard. So he's the obvious buy for me. I think you're right. I think in the system they've got, I can't see Watkins being shifted out wide to accommodate Ings, who hasn't exactly been sitting the world alight under Gerrard. The other player who's been the biggest underperforming player for Gerrard has been Matt Target.
Interesting. Who he hooked at half time in the opening game of the season against Watford because Ismail Sarr was giving him the runaround.
Yep. You talk about you know, him wanting to bomb up forward with these fullbacks. Well, looking at the attacking data, it's interesting because it's 11 games under Smith, 11 games under Gerrard. It's like the perfect time to actually kind of compare them. For chances created down the left, it's fallen from 43 to 31 under Smith to Gerrard. And looking at targets, expected goal involvement per minute, it's fallen to 948, which is pretty much second worst out of all of the options that Gerrard's been using. That's compared to him at 491 under Smith, where he was fifth best.
Interesting.
In the side. So he's bought Dean for a reason. You know, there's people talking about, oh, there's going to be this rotation between Dean and Target. Can't see it. Target has been so poor.
Yeah, you don't spend, for a club like Aston Villa, with all due respect, you don't spend north of 25 million on a left back unless you're going to play him every week, right? And Dean doesn't leave Everton without those sort of assurances if he's going to be sort of in. And Villa don't play enough games like Champions League or European football to rotate. He's playing once a week. He's going to start every week.
So are you a Dean or a Cash?
I'm a Dean. And I like Cash. And don't forget, guys, Cash used to be a winger at Nottingham Forest.
That's why you started first, wasn't it?
What? For... Oh, dear.
Get the book out. Sorry, I'll stop.
Matt Cash used to play for Nottingham Forest as a winger. So he can go forward very well. And he's done well. He's just got a recent call up for Poland. He's swapped his nationality. And he's a very good, solid Premier League player. I just think Dean will have the set-piece threat. He'll share those with Coutinho and Buendia, I'm sure. But you have that added element of just going forward. He looks more likely to get assists to me than Cash. I don't know about goal attempts. I'd probably say Dean is quite goal shy in terms of goals, but so is Cash. So Dean, for me, is worth that little bit extra if you have to spend it in FPL. I get confused now. I'm playing fan team, the prices. He's definitely more expensive in fan team. In FPL, I'm just looking now.
He's cheap.
Are they both five? Oh, he's 5.1 Cash.
Yeah, Cash is a little
and
bit
Dean's
more.
Five. Yeah. So, yeah, Dean for me. And I really would like double Villa, looking at those fixtures, whether that's Coutinho or Watkins. Watkins is difficult for me to fit in. I don't want to sell Dennis. I like him as a third forward, knowing Watford are due so many fixtures. I don't want to sell Antonio at all, but Ronaldo will have to go. So I guess Watkins will come out for, Watkins will go in for Ronaldo when that happens. Things are looking good. I mean, just going back to the fullbacks, what I would say at Rangers again is, I think it was the right back, James Tavernier at Rangers, scored a crazy amount of goals for Gerrard. He wants his fullback so high. Check out James Tavernier's stats. He was on penalties, I think. And I really dislike the guy because he breeds dogs and cuts their ears and does dog fighting and all horrible things. But hell of a footballer that scores goals. So again, looking at that, Cash and Dean will be getting forward.
Don't know where to go with that knowledge that I didn't have. It's been a bit disappointing in terms of Villa's attacking numbers, though, down the flanks. Like I said, they haven't improved at all in terms of creating chances down the flanks under Gerrard compared to under Smith. And I think a lot of us thought that was going to be quite a big thing for them. One thing to note, though, is that Villa have, from an attacking point of view, have had they're 16th in the ticker since Gerrard's been there, out of the 20 teams, whereas under Smith they were ninth. So it could be that we haven't seen the kind of full, free-flowing fullbacks that we kind of are expecting.
I think it's just, we spoke about this last week, I can't remember what team, it's so much easier just to shore up the back when you come in. I think Gerrard hasn't had the hours on the training ground to perhaps perfect that movement, but so it hasn't been his priority, but I think we'll see it.
Surely you sell Alonso for one of Dean or Cash.
Yeah,
is that not the easiest? That's about the easiest move I could think of for you.
that's very likely my move. I just wanted the assurance of a double game week. Let's say Aston Villa don't get one and someone else does, that Alonso to a fullback playing twice. That Alonso spot, yes, I like Dean. The other team I really want to cover at the back is Wolves. But again, without the doubles, it's hard to go. I really like Ait Nouri. He's so cheap as well. He's 4.3 million.
Yeah.
And he got two assists last time. He's definitely going to be first choice. So Wolves and Villa are the two teams I'm looking to cover defensively. And then I think we can't underestimate Man City as well. Like, not many have the City double up. Laporte's a really nice option. Double City defence, they just don't look like conceding. And they got nice fixtures too. So it'll be Alonso spot will go to Dean, Ait Nouri or Laporte. And again, that Diop spot is very likely to move to one of those other players. Diop's not going to be starting for West Ham at all very soon. They've got players back to fit. Like, I think Ogbonna's back soon. And Diop is definitely behind
doors. No, Zuma's back. Ogbonna's out for the season. Yeah, Zuma's back soon.
Zuma. So it'll be Zuma and Dawson.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they need to get someone back. They're really struggling. You know, those two centre-backs, well, they're the backup centre-backs, aren't they? So asking them to, you know, be there and push for their top four charge is asking a lot from them, I think. Captain, you've got your captain on Ronaldo this week. To me, it looks like a fairly good week to roll the dice a little bit. I don't think there is a standout option so much. I think it's probably De Bruyne, if I had him. I think he'd be the one that I'd go for. But
the screen grab I sent you definitely didn't have Ronaldo captain,
didn't it?
But that's fine. It was up in the air. The screen grab I sent you, as I can 100% confirm this, had Foden captain, and I
did
was thinking,
now.
Yeah, which is because I did it as like, we can talk about this because I know you and I have both been very close on Foden captaincy. So I don't think it will be Ronaldo. I mean, maybe he scores a hat trick tonight, looks great, and it is. But I'm actually veering towards both Foden and Saka at the moment. Okay. The other two I like. Yeah.
Good. I thought they were boring, I was misguided. Yeah.
No, I don't fancy Ronaldo against West Ham unless I see something brilliant tonight. And I don't think I fancy Jota away from home either. Liverpool just looks short without Salah, and obviously Liverpool having to play Thursday as well. So at the moment it's on Foden, and if it's not, it's on Saka. It's vice.
I think there's options, right across your team. You've got Cancelo and Trent, potential options, you know, both just delivering week on week. Jota, Foden, Saka, like you mentioned, maybe even Bowen. I mean, given how you talk about Maguire coming back and how poor United have been. And then you've got Ronaldo and Dennis up top. I think you could pretty much captain anyone in your team except for your two Chelsea players.
Yeah, and if we do get a doubler, I would almost certainly be going to the guy I bring in on a double game week. I would genuinely even be tempted to captain someone like let's say I go boring with a defensive transfer, Luca Dean. I always back the guy that will get 180 minutes. So outside of these guys, because there isn't a standout, I would back my Aston Villa player, I think, if they play twice.
Yeah, to me, it just feels like when Salah's back soon and we're not going to have this fun again, like, you might as well roll the dice a little bit and you know, and try and hit one of these hauls. Because I don't think there's going to be huge, you know, variance between a lot of these players.
Yeah, like, you're not going. There's no way you're going Ronaldo unless you see something brilliant tonight. You're going to go Foden with me, as I'm sure of it.
I'm thinking about giving it to Martinelli.
Yeah, or Saka Martinelli.
Or Saka.
Yeah.
I think the Arsenal Burnley game is the best one. But it's whether that game goes ahead. You've got Arsenal who had no players and have decided to loan out and sell the remaining ones they've got left. And then you've got Burnley who, you know, basically aren't going to ever play a game again because they haven't played for about 6 months or whatever it is. So
tell you what, as targeting Burnley, knowing they haven't played for so long, it's going to be like pre-season for them. They will be so short of match fitness, won't they?
Yes, that's a good point. I thought you meant targeting them in bringing in some of their players. I was going to say, who'd you bring
in? Oh, no, sorry.
Matt Lowton or bloody Dwight McNeil. They're about your best, about your best fix. Yeah, I think so. I think Burnley are the team to target.
Yeah.
And also, they're going to have to probably play a lot of games pretty, you know, they're not going to get much rest. I don't think it's doing them any favours making all these postponements, because they're going to have to play these games at some point. They're going to have to cram them all in and, you know, and it's going to be difficult. I mean, in their defence, they've only called off two, haven't they? The other ones were, you know, other teams calling it off.
There was a snow fixture as well, wasn't there?
A snow fixture, that was a Spurs one. Yeah. So, you know, It's not their fault, and you know, all clubs seem to be doing it and kind of, you know, trying to take advantage of the rules. Hopefully, we'll see that kind of come to an end over this break. But
yeah. Yeah, as what I'd say about just finally about Alonso is the reason I wasn't convinced about selling him unless we get the fixture announcements is he's just played Spurs twice in the EFL Cup. I think did he start one? He might have been rested for one of the games. Anyway, Chelsea got two clean sheets in those games, and I'm like, does Spurs look like scoring? Again, I need to see Spurs attack tonight. Spurs attack without Son. If they don't look like scoring or don't score against Leicester, I would be tempted to give Alonso that one more roll of the dice.
Mm. You're going to be stuck with him forever, Jenny, I reckon. He's one of those players that you never managed to get rid of.
And maybe I'll sell Diop instead and go Diop to Dean, because I am sure I don't want Diop going forward. Like, he has got one more game in him, max, I reckon.
Yeah, very interesting. I think we call it there, Jenny.
Yep.
Nice and done half an hour. Very nice. I imagine you're going to end up buying a Villa player. I think if we do get any news of we're going to have to get it pretty soon. It's going to have to be tomorrow or, you know, early Friday. I think, you know, Watkins then, I think we'll all be kind of ripping our teams up probably to get Watkins in, if that's the case. Or, like you say, or Dean captain, which is shows how quickly things can turn around, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll make the most of not having Salah, as you say. Like, we wouldn't go Dean captain if Salah played Crystal Palace in a single game week. We'd still go Salah. So let's try and have a little bit of fun when Salah's away, when the cat's away. guys, there's 877 people watching. Like, thank you for following my journey on these weekly videos with Az. But from that 877, if just half of you come and watch this evening, it would be, I promise you, you won't regret it. Like, maybe you want to watch the games on mute and listen to us, or maybe you just want to come in and out and do the halftime thing or whatever. But it'll be me and Ed for about 3 hours of chaos during two brilliant FPL games. And we don't just update on the games, we're talking about all sorts. FPL strategy, sure, similar to what we've done now, but also about Ed's job as a RE teacher or whatever. Like, I can promise you lols.
I didn't know he was an RE teacher. I didn't know that.
I think he teaches, like, definitely some sort of religious studies or like ethics and all sort. He teaches stuff you wouldn't think he'd teach.
amazing. Absolutely what Jenny says, check out that video tonight when you're watching Ronaldo score a hat trick for both of us. Also make sure you like this video and subscribe to the channel too. Jenny and I do these every week. We thought, didn't we, Jenny, that you you had such a bad season last year. We were a bit worried that if you were doing quite well, it might affect the, you know, the views.
Yeah, the numbers.
But, yeah, we're getting good numbers this year. It's good that so many people seem to enjoy listening to us.
They definitely prefer seeing me with terrible red arrows, though. Last season, I'm sure everyone was just having so much fun.
I know I do. Like,
I reckon I was at 1 million rank at this point last year.
Yeah, I know. You've stepped it up and you're not that far off me. It's a big... You've overtaken Chris now as well. He was mentioning that when we had a chat earlier.
Right, okay, good. I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm the sort of guy that would usually beat Chris hands down every season. It's just last year was a freak, so whatever.
Yeah, he finished 5K last year. He won't be happy, do you say that?
He did have a good one, didn't he?
Awesome. Jenny, thanks so much. I'll be listening tonight. I urge everyone to do the same. There's a bit of a break now, 2 week break, but we'll catch up again in a couple of weeks.
Look forward to it. Good chat. Good luck, FPL managers. Let's go big on Ronaldo tonight. Come on, it's happening.
Let's do it. I don't think we'll ever hear you say that again.
I won't wear my Man United Ronaldo shirt because I know what happened last time.
Absolutely.